So full disclosure before our next interview starts, I am a rubbish photographer, absolutely rubbish. It doesn't help that my phone has got a really lousy camera, but I've just never got it right. From the very first time I went overseas with camera clutched in hand and came home to develop a spoolful of miserable grey photographs of the English winter. It's not a skill set of mine, let's just leave it at that. But I am fascinated by those who are good at it and love looking at their work, so much so that my last overseas holiday was designed around going to see the World Photographic Exhibition in Amsterdam. That's how much I enjoy it. So I was really excited to hear about the event I want to tell you about right now, coming right here to Cape Town. If you are yourself a keen amateur photographer, or if like me, you just enjoy looking at what other people can do and capture with the lens, you do not want to miss the opportunity to get to Orms in Roland Street either tomorrow or Saturday to look at the South African Photographer of the Year exhibition. It's an event that brings together both amateurs and professional photographers in a celebration of South Africa's wonderful, diverse, rich natural heritage. And the entrants have captured, I believe, the most breathtaking shots of animal encounters, of bird life, of beautiful natural scenery. You get a chance to take a look at it today and tomorrow. And it's a pleasure to have with us in studio the competition manager, Storm Steele. Thanks for popping in.
Hi, thanks, Pippa, for having me. It's so good to be here.
And lovely to have you with us. So tell us a bit more about this competition and its history. How long has it been running?
So my husband and I started this competition about 3 years ago. It was a COVID dream. We really wanted to just showcase the beauty of South Africa, Southern Africa. And we basically just started wanting a platform where, you know, South Africans can come, show their work, and be awarded for something so passionate and wonderful. You know, you have these massive competitions, like you were saying, in Amsterdam, and you have all these people who are taking photos of Arctic foxes and everything. And we're like, no, but South Africa has so much to give. Yeah. And, you know, when our South African photographers are entering these massive competitions, chances are it's a little bit slim if you're not one of the great. So we just wanted to create a platform for them to showcase their work.
Having said that, I know some of our photographers have achieved at those heights. Let's not dismiss their accolades at all. But I hear what you're saying, particularly showcasing our local heritage. Yeah. Now, it's open to both amateurs and professionals. Is that common or uncommon?
I think it's pretty common. Usually they compete against each other, but we really wanted to showcase it individually. So the competition has an amateur section and a professional section, but the overall winner can be from either categories. And last year, we had the amazing 18-year-old Reuben Jenkins Bate win the entire competition, which was absolutely phenomenal.
18 years old. 18. I saw that photograph. I can't believe that was taken by an 18-year-old. Yeah. It's the one of a bird
ocean.
In silhouette with a wave breaking above it, it almost looks
exactly.
like. Exquisite. I can't believe that was taken by an 18-year-old.
I mean, amazing. And that's exactly what this competition is. It's giving anybody and everybody an opportunity to succeed.
Are there categories within, so as you've said, amateur and professional assessed separately, but within those categories, are there subcategories in which you enter?
Yeah, so there's, I think, I should know this, 7 or 8 categories, like macro photography, black and white, mammals, birds, and they compete separately in those categories. And then the overall winner is picked from all of that. And
picked by whom? Who will tell us about your
judges? So we have the most incredible judges. We have Hannes Lochner, Greg Detoy, these incredibly well-known judges. And judging for us, we have a team of, I think, 13, 14, but we also have some judges from Botswana, South Africa, some with Wild Shots Outreach. So it's a whole diverse group of really talented people, both in conservation and in photography in their own rights.
Okay, and how long have people been submitting entries and how many entries have been received this year?
So we've had 2 years of the competition running. Last year, obviously, when Reuben won, and this year we've had an amazing 5,000 photos entered, and we are judging them, or we're showcasing them tonight, the 17 winners, with the overall winner being announced tonight. So if you want to know who wins, stay tuned to our socials this evening.
Yeah, and I'll tip you off tomorrow, and I'm hoping to swing by the exhibition on my way into work tomorrow so that I can tell you about some of the photos. I mean, obviously, you can't let us know who's won individual categories, etc. But can you give us any kind of hints about some of the images that you've looked at that have stood out this year?
There have been incredible things that are just so typically South African, like the sardine hunt, which has been amazing. And then this year we opened it up to Africa. So there was a specific category. So while an African image cannot win the whole competition, someone has won in the Africa category individually, which is really cool. We didn't do that last year. So it's been great to have an even greater import of images.
Okay. And looking at some examples of previous year submissions, there are, as you said, the typical, the sharks in the sardine bowl, the leopard in the midst of the savannah, the stalking shots, the bird life photography in particular is just, it takes my breath away. The level of detail captured, which speaks to A, the talent and patience of the photographer, but it also speaks to the camera that they're working with. Storm, are there any limits or restrictions or encouraged particular devices you need to have shot on? Will you accept a photograph taken on a cell phone or a traditional camera? How does it work?
So, look, with camera phones today, they are incredible. So there are some requirements. I'm not going to lie and tell you that I know exactly the specs, but a good high-res image can be entered. So, you know, we're not going to discriminate against a phone photo or a GoPro or anything like that. But there are certain requirements that need to be met in terms of the quality of the image. But we've seen it all. A lot of our underwater photographers are entering with GoPro images, and they just need to provide certain, I think it's a DMG file, but I would be lying if I told you I knew exactly it.
Okay, so the file that verifies that the image is how it was taken, for example. Yeah. And okay, I mean, if you're interested, by the way, and you want to see some of the previous examples of the work submitted, you want to be visiting the website South African POTY for Photographer of the Year. Thanks. SouthAfricanPOTY.com. And just click through to the categories page, you'll see mammals, birds, animals in the environment. There's a whole category on water, which is where some of the most just stunning images, the interplay between the light above and the water below, it's just stunning. There is, as Storm has mentioned, a black and white category. There's a landscape category. There are close-ups. I'm looking at a close-up of two dung beetles rolling a ball of dung, Storm, that just, it's a simple image of a little often overlooked insect just going about its business, and it makes you look at it as a thing of wonder and awe.
Yes.
Now, that's partly the point of this competition. It's not just about celebrating the skill of the photographer. It's about celebrating the subject matter. Yeah. And you have woven in a conservation element, haven't you?
Yes, for sure. Our conservation element is 10% of our total earnings go to EWT, which is a phenomenal South African-based conservation company doing incredible work across the globe. And we are so, so happy to have them on board. They've been our partner for 2 years now, and we just hope to keep growing the competition and, you know, being able to give them as much money as possible, because that's what it's about.
Fantastic. Okay, so just for those who want to come and look at the images, I assume you're not putting up all 5,000 of the received submissions. Orms is a treasure trove, but I don't think it's quite big enough for that. How have you gone about, so the finalists in each category, what are we going to see if we swing by?
So we have, the winners are all beautifully framed by Orms's print room. It's incredible quality as per usual. So we have the 16 category winners this year, and then the overall winner is on display there, making it 17, but there is a slideshow of all the shortlisted images playing in the background, so you have a really good look at, I think there's about 50 other images that you'll be able to look through as well.
Okay, so what you want to do is, the evening tonight, the announcement of the winners is a private function, but public viewing is tomorrow Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. and then again on Saturday morning from 9 until 12. Are you charging any kind of entry fee for
Absolutely
public members?
Absolutely not.
No.
Please just come and look and enjoy and celebrate with us. We'll be able to tell you a little bit more about all of the images on display, a little bit more about the competition and our conservation efforts.
Okay, so you'll find them, if you're not familiar with Orms, by the way, rectify that immediately. They are the go-to place for any kind of photographic equipment and printing and advice. Service is always brilliant, trust me. 56 Roland Street in the city centre. And again, it's tomorrow Friday from 9 until 3 and Saturday morning from 9 until noon. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the event?
No, I would love you guys to just come in. William and I, William is the founder of the competition, and I will be there, as well as our competition coordinator, Tim. He'll be there tomorrow. Will and I will be there in the afternoon and on Saturday. So come talk, ask questions. Any aspiring photographers who want to know more about working in the industry, we're open to talk as well.
So that's a wonderful opportunity as well to improve your skills by liaising with the professionals. Storm, thanks for making the effort to come into studio.
Thanks,
really looking forward to popping in and seeing some of the images on my way into work tomorrow. I will remind you of the details in our events diary tomorrow. It will be one of our selected events, but just so that you can make some advanced plans for the weekend. If you can't make it tomorrow, you do have Saturday morning between 9 and 12. And once again, that website is South African POTY, standing for Photographer of the Year. SouthAfricanPOTY.com. Thank you so much, Stormsteel.
Thanks, Pippa.
Great to have you with us.